This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, moving on. You know those ad circulars you get stuffed in your mailbox by the annoying handfuls? Well, there is a fight brewing over who gets to send those things to you and how many of them they can send. Sabri Benishour has that story.
So what do you do with the inserts, the coupons, the flyers you get in your mailbox?
Before I even walk in my house, I throw it in the recycling bin on the way to my house.
That was Washington, D.C. resident Amrita Ibrahim. But somebody's clearly looking at that stuff because it keeps coming and people are actually fighting over it. The U.S. Postal Service cut a deal with direct mail company Velasys to lower the rate it charges to deliver ad circulars if Velasys agrees to send more mailers. The nearly bankrupt Postal Service says it stands to make $107 million. Meanwhile, the Newspaper Association of America is suing to block the deal. It says the lower rates will allow Velasys to undercut what newspapers charge advertisers for the coupon bundle in Sunday papers. Newspapers stand to lose $1 billion. Charlotte Little is CEO of the Newspaper Association.
This is not going to be helping the post office significantly, and it's really hurting our business. And we just think it's incredibly unfair. We think it's really wrong and anti-competitive.
However the fight shakes out, it's possible you could get more junk mail.
Oh, it's not. No, it's money. It's like money in the bank.
Jody Meyer Crothers is a star on TLC's Extreme Couponers. She's the one who actually opens this stuff.
I would love more coupons, more of that junk mail coming out.
For everyone else, like Liz Tunick.
It's annoying. It clogs up my mailbox a little bit, but there are many things that annoy me more than junk mail.
I don't know, like maybe the downfall of newspapers or the bankruptcy of the Postal Service. I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.